glad to be in the service one more time. That was a song we used to sing, but I'm glad to be in the service one more time. That means I'm alive. That means I'm breathing. That means I'm moving. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you saying thank you, God. We are so grateful, God, for you just being God. God, now we ask that you come into this service and have your way today, God. God, give me strength from on high, God. I need your strength today, God. I'm asking that you touch each and every person that comes into this building, God. Those who are listening virtually, God. We ask that you touch them as well, God. Touch each and every one of us. Touch our hearts and minds that we may be able to receive the word from you and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So, if you saw the flyer, we are talking about staying calm in the storm. And many of us are going through some storms in our lives. Over the past week, we watched some storms, some actual storms happen in the world. And so God took me back to a lesson that I did before, saying staying calm, how to stay calm in the storm. I can't help but to think about how God has really been keeping his people in the midst of everything that has been going on. He has kept us from sickness. He has kept us financially. He has kept us mentally. He has kept many of us from lacking anything in this season. Even those who have maybe dealt with a little sickness or some depression or maybe even a little financial difficulty, God has still made a way for us as well. So many times we focus on the trouble, the storms, and all the negative things that are going on around us. We forget that though we are in the storm, though we are surrounded by trouble, God has been keeping us the whole time. This morning, I want to talk to you about why and how we can stay calm in the storm. The first scripture that God brought to mind as I started writing this was Psalm 46:1. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and penetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. The definition of refuge is a condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. The word impenetrable has two different meanings. The first is to be impossible to pass through or enter, inaccessible. Yes, that was the Amplified version. So impenetrable means to be impossible to pass through, to enter, inaccessible to ideas or influences. The second definition means impossible to understand or a mystery. When the scripture says God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, what I got from that was God is our shelter, our safe place that is impossible to pass through or enter. He is not open to ideas or influences, and his strength is a mystery to us. In other words, the protection that God provides covers us in a way that sometimes doesn't even make sense. When God is our protector, when God is our safe place, no storm or trouble can overtake us. When the scripture goes on to say a very present help in trouble, that means that we are not alone. To be present means being, existing, occurring at this time or now, to come forth or appear. We must remember that God is omnipresent. which means he is everywhere all at the same time. We must remember that even in our storms, our God is right there with us. One reason we can be calm in the storm is because we know God is protecting us and he is with us. Now, God took me to a place that I didn't go the last time I taught this lesson, and he brought the image of a hurricane, and that's the image that's up there. We also could have used the image of a tornado, but in the center of the storm is called the eye of the storm. And the interesting part about the eye of the storm is the calmest part of the storm. Though it's the center, you would think it would be the worst part. It's the calmest part, but it's the most dangerous part because it can be deceptive. So the eye of a hurricane is calm in the center of the storm. The eye is uniquely fascinating. It's a phenomenon. It's hard to imagine that at the center of a vicious storm with 110 mile per hour winds is an entirely calm circle of clear sky. It's not entirely uncommon for people in the eye of the storm of the hurricane to assume the storm has passed and think it's safe to go outside. Now think about that. The parallel God gave me, it's so interesting, the parallel that he gave me, that Christians, when we think it's safe to get off our knees, when everything looks like it's going well, it's safe to get off our knees, but we are only in the eye of the hurricane. That means the hurricane has not passed. It's still coming. We just hit a break, just that moment, that brief moment of calm in the middle of the storm. People who are in the eye need to continue sheltering in place, and if anything, prepare for the worst, because it can be worse. Interestingly enough, I found that an eye of the storm in Scripture. Now, I found one in Scripture. It was interesting where it came from. But what I thought about when it said that people in the eye of the storm need to shelter in place and prepare for the worst, when everything seems like it's going all right, we need to stay on our knees and on our face and prepare for battle, because something's on the way. You might not be dealing with nothing now, but something is on the way. But I found in Job, actually it started in chapter 38, where there was a whirlwind, and God was speaking from a whirlwind. And this particular whirlwind, you know, I read it in the Message Bible, and it said the eye of the storm, literally. And when you think of the eye of a storm, you thinking that you're looking at a hurricane or a tornado. And so this whirlwind approaches Job. And you know, Job been going through it. He's been going through it. And I had a question last night. It was like, was God angry at this point? For him to come in the form of a hurricane or a tornado, was he angry? But I did some research and I found out that God was humbling Job. Yeah, Job was precious in the sight of God, and he didn't do anything wrong to get where he was, but he forgot that he still needed to be humble. And so God comes in the form of a hurricane. And later on, when you get to chapter 40, you see where Job kind of backpedals. Like, okay, God, I'm not even going to respond. And God makes him respond. Like, no, you caused this storm. And so it took me to a place. There's three types of storms. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. And he did. He caused himself some trouble because he listening to some people who, yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Yeah, he got himself in that storm. And that's why I'm going to go to these three different types of storms, because there are three different types. There's a perfecting storm. And the perfecting storm is a storm that God allows for to happen in your life for your faith to grow. It's the type of storm that we go through because he wants to challenge our faith. He wants to build our faith. So it's stuff that we have to go through to build our faith. And then there's the protecting storm, where God puts you in situations to keep you from some things. And he allows us, he allows us to go through some situations, but he allows us to walk into it to keep us from other things. And that's right. And that's the protecting storm. And usually a protecting storm is caused by others. It is caused by others that are around you, but it's God's way of getting you away from them. It is God's way of showing you who they really are and getting you away from them. And then there's the correcting storm, which is what Job was going through at that point. The correcting storm is when you have put yourself in a place and God has to correct you. And so that's the storm that Job was in at that moment. He was in a correcting storm because he let pride get in the way. And he was questioning God. And God said, you going to question Almighty? You going to try to tell me what my job is? And so he came in the form of a hurricane to make Job go, whoa. Now I realize who I'm talking to. And made him backpedal. So some storms come to perfect us, to build our faith. Some come to protect us, and some come to correct us. So there are many different types of storms. And so we're going to just talk about storms in general. But God took me to the eye of the hurricane, because a lot of times we get misconstrued when things get calm and we just stop going to God and we just go on about our business like everything is okay, but it's not. And we should continue to stay on our face. So, I lost my place, y'all. Bear with me. If we look at Isaiah 43, 1 through 3, and this is in the Amplified, it says, but now, this is what the Lord, your Creator, says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Here God is continuing to remind us that he's with us. No matter what the conditions, he will protect us. And so remember, I said that one of the reasons that we can stay calm in a storm is because God is with us And he showed us right here, when you walk through the waters, when you go through the rivers, when you go through the fire, I'm with you. It won't touch you. Nothing will harm you because I am with you. As we talk about storms, I can't help but to think about Matthew 8:23-27. Scripture says, when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly, a violent storm arose on the sea. So the boat was being covered by the waves. But Jesus was asleep. And the disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are going to die. He said to them, why are you afraid, you men of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was at once a great and wonderful calm, a perfect peacefulness. The men wondered in amazement, saying, what kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now, ain't that dangerous to not know who you on the boat with? Ain't that dangerous? To not know who you on the boat with. But we walk around daily like we don't know who we in the boat with. We forget that he is with us. You know, I feel like if I had Jesus right there with me, I'm going to be sleeping with Jesus. If Jesus is sleeping, it's a storm, and he got all the power, I'm going to sleep. Something's wrong with y'all. I'm going to sleep. If Jesus is asleep, I'm going to sleep too. Okay, maybe the reason there's a storm is because y'all ain't sleep. What's wrong with y'all? But they didn't realize who they were in the boat with. You've been walking with him, watching him perform miracles. You get on the boat with him and it's a storm. And you like, we gonna die. Jesus, wake up. I'd have been mad if I was Jesus. Why are you waking me up? Yeah. You've been walking with me all this time. Right. Right. I think he left a whole part out. First of all, why are you waking me up? I don't get rest as it is. So, but it's dangerous to not realize who you're on the boat with. But we walk around every day like we don't know. Every day we forget who is with us. We forget who is keeping us. We forget who has kept us. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. There was the terminology for deceptors, those who present to be. It was from a movie called Transformers, and they were called Decepticons. And the Decepticons were very good at deceiving. They could turn into whatever you wanted them to turn into, and that was the deception. You know, I've caught a few people in my life, you are a Decepticon. I'm gonna need for you to get on away from me. But they didn't realize that they had everything they needed right there in the boat. And then they was astonished. Like, y'all ain't seen him turn water into wine and everything else. You sitting there astonished like, who is this man? And I know Jesus was looking at them like, who is walking with me? Why am I with these people? Who is this man that can speak to this? He done all this other stuff, and y'all still standing there don't know who you with. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lack of faith. Yes. Yes. Right. So each time I read this scripture, I think about Jesus asleep, resting, and that peace, and being awakened by some scared men. I always wonder what Jesus' facial expression was when he woke up. Imagine you are asleep and you know everything is good, and someone runs in your room and wakes you up. And you're thinking it's a major problem, only to find out it's nothing major. My question is, always, if Jesus was at peace and resting and sleep, then why were the disciples so afraid? The answer was in Jesus' question to the disciples. Why so little faith? Many times we can't stay calm in the storm because of lack of faith. We allow fear to operate in us. I mean, think about it. This pandemic, numbers rising, kids couldn't go back to school, people worried about jobs, people going crazy, violence, outrageous, not to mention all the political issues that we've been going through. It all seems overwhelming from time to time if you look at it from that perspective. All things can be considered the storm. So as the disciples were afraid when they saw the vicious storm, we become afraid when we see all these different circumstances. But I hear Jesus saying, where is your faith? Sometimes I wonder if we realize that Jesus is on the boat with us. If we realize that Jesus was on the boat with us, would we stop being afraid? Because, I mean, if we look at our life, Jesus is with us in every scenario. Would we stop being afraid if we realize that no matter what you go into the doctor's office and they say to you, Jesus is with us. No matter what the bill looks like, Jesus is with us. No matter what anxiety you feel, Jesus is with us. Would we stop being so afraid if we realize that he was with us? All these things can be considered once we sit back and think of the power of God. They had the Savior right there on the boat with them and didn't understand that the power that was on the boat with them. Like, you got Jesus actually on the boat. I mean, you got everything right there, just power. All he had to do really was look at the wind. He didn't even have to say nothing. But they didn't realize the power that Jesus had. So when Jesus spoke to the storm, and it amazed them. When we begin to realize who our Savior is, we can begin to walk in faith and not fear. We can stay calm in the storm when we have faith. So the first thing we got to remember that God protects us and he's with us. But we got to have faith as well. Psalm 62, 1 through 2 says, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. This scripture should be our attitude during the storm, during trials, during tests. This should be the attitude this should have been the attitude of the disciples on the boat. We should be able to be calm in any storm and find rest and peace in any situation, because God is everything that we need. Nothing should be able to move us. We should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We should not be moved by what we see, what we hear, or even what we feel. Knowing that God is our rock and our salvation, our fortress, remembering that he is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Now, when you think about a fortress, think about what a fortress is. If you think about how castles were built back in the old times, you had these tall walls you had to climb over. A fortress is something that you can't just easily get into. God is our refuge. He is our fortress, meaning he ain't letting nothing get in. Remember, it said impenetrable, meaning nothing can access it. Nothing can get through. If we got that type of protection, what are we so afraid of? We as believers can also look at these times in reference to the times of the children of Israel during the Passover. Although the plagues were taking over, the land of believers were untouched. He was their fortress. They had to follow one instruction: put the blood of lamb on your door, and I will pass you over. The blood of the lamb represents who? Jesus. We are covered by the blood of the lamb. So a lot of things pass us over. Y'all think about that? Do you think about that? A lot of things pass us over. Grace and mercy. Grace for the things we don't understand or we're not sure about. Mercy for the things we do understand and we do anyway. Pass us over. Just to think about that. How during that time, nobody that was one of God's was touched. None of them were touched. And to think after all he did, they were still complaining, Lord, help us. Help us. God provided them a way of escape. A covering. If you think about what we've been going through, God has provided a covering. We should be giving God praise and glory for covering us and keeping us in these times, because it's been crazy. No bullets came through our houses. Thank you, Jesus. None of us have lost our lives due to COVID. Thank you, Jesus. Covering. He's been covering and keeping us. Light's been still on. Thank you, Jesus. Even in the church, because people ain't always doing what they supposed to do. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't shut our doors when so many other churches did. Thank you, Jesus. Covering. Protecting. In the midst of craziness. Chaos. Some of us could have lost our minds. but we didn't thank you, Jesus. Instead of focusing on the storms and the problems and the issues, we need to focus on giving God the praise and the glory for what he has done. And not just focus on what he has done, but focus on who he is, because that was the problem. They didn't realize who they were on the boat with. What's my time? Okay. Okay. But I will finish this later. But in the process, we have to remember that no matter what the storms we're going through, God is with us. He's protecting us. He's keeping us. He's covering us. Remember who you're on the boat with. Remember who you're on the boat with. Remember who's walking with you. Remember who's keeping you, who's kept you. Remember. And you can stay calm in the storm. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you for you being who you are, God. We thank you for you just being an almighty God. We ask that you help us to remember who we are walking with. God, help us to strengthen our faith. God, help our unbelief. God, strengthen us, keep us, and cover us. God, I ask that you touch each and every person on their way and have your way in our next service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.